What is a good way to cultivate forgiveness and compassion deeper in the heart? What are genuine signs of progress? The basis of compassion is the recognition of suffering. So it's not the sort of trying to conform to some ideal of what compassion should be, but it's the opening the heart to suffering, and then the response that comes from a desire to alleviate both one's own suffering and the suffering of others. And so the more clearly we look into our own hearts and see how suffering arises, how it lingers, its different nuances and all the different causes, then we start to of course we want to respond, and the response is compassion in terms of wanting to allay the suffering of ourselves and others. And part of the act of forgiveness is a tool for letting go of suffering, so that sense of coming back to seeing that, say, as human beings, back to that idiom, bound by ignorance and obstructed by craving, that's how your ordinary, unenlightened, uninstructed worldling lives in the world. And to recognize that most people just aren't aware of the suffering they're creating, and then to be willing to offer forgiveness and to use forgiveness as a tool, because one sees it comes out of suffering. People do things, and whether they recognize it or not, or whether they see it at all, it comes out of a place of suffering, and it's worthy of compassion and forgiveness. And the genuine signs of progress are sort of our own decrease in suffering. Because that's one of the what do they call it? It's called the near enemy of compassion is pity, like to pity somebody. And it's a near enemy in the sense that it's close, but no cigar. that sense that it's sort of like compassion, but there's suffering there. Maybe that pitying somebody, feeling sorry for somebody, feeling moved by in the sense of taking on the suffering of others, which actually is what compassion means in English. So the taking on the suffering of others, but from the the Buddhist perspective, the response is an alleviation of suffering and a releasing of suffering.